And very quickly, before we get on the bus ourselves, let's run down the highlights from tonight, as they knew it was going to be nip and tuck all the way. Pilots, though, found the hot hand from three-point range in that first half, beginning with Moses Wood. Scholin now, T-Rob. They're trying to get it to him, and Scholin, a little casual with the basketball, has to chase it down. Moses, right corner three, off the glass. And he shrugs his shoulders, coming back down. The other offensive catalyst early on was Chris Austin, who was doing his work right there in the mid-range game. Looking for cutters, now hands it off to Austin. Checked by Wilson Rouse, cross court to Wood. Now Austin at the free throw line, working against Blake. Pull up from 16 feet, perfect. That's Chris Austin's office. And Blake had no idea what to do. When they came out on him, he took advantage going to the rim. Austin trying to get low. Now Byers, toe on the line. It's a deep two and doesn't get anything but glass. Austin with a rebound for the Pilots. Working on Blake at the other end, backing him in. Gets all the way to the block, spins, pump fake, step back, lays it in with a left hand. Pilots up two there, 23-21. The threes would continue to rain down. Christian Scholin getting into the act. Wood now between the circles, swings it left to Scholin, finds Austin curling off the baseline. Cross court Meadows, sidesteps one man down the paint, gets it to Austin in the corner, gives it back to Scholin, sidesteps three. Ah, that is such a good move from Christian Scholin. The pump fake, sidesteps to the left and drills a three. Pilots back up one. As we mentioned, Mike Meadows back on the court for this team after a couple of weeks, and he was the back was feeling good. Much better defensive set that time from the Pilots. They wanted to force him to shoot over the top. Meadows trying to go all the way off glass. Strong move. And he bent backwards, and that is a good sign that Mike Meadows' back is feeling okay here. Pilots up four there. They would take a four-point lead into the halftime locker room, 43-39. And starting the second half, they go right back to the hot hand with Chris Austin. Chica lost the handle, gets it back, finds Meadows in the left corner. He's double-teamed, needs some help. Nobody comes to him. Now Moses Wood with relief. Tyler Robertson swings it right. Austin driving on Anderson. Little fadeaway 12-footer on the baseline, and Chris Austin still feeling it. 45-39 there, but the Pilots would start to go a little bit cold. They need some more help. Christian Scholin to the rescue. Screen from T-Rob. Can't get it to him. They'll swing it to Austin. Now Moses Wood in the left corner. Scholin trying to post up Avdolovich. They go over the top to Meadows in the right corner. Eight to shoot. Back to Austin. He'll rise up for three. No good. Scholin grabs it and puts it back up and in. Portland by three there. Would continue to be a back-and-forth game. Moses Wood finally coming to the rescue from the Pilots' drought. Moses Wood will inbound again. Way up on top to Tyler Robertson. Off the high screen, Anderson picks him up. He's stuck. Moses Wood at the right elbow. Little floater in the lane. Gets it to go. Portland down two at that point. They would start to close things down. They only got one three in the second half, and it was from Mike Meadows. Austin. And a zone look here from Pacific now. Pilots need to figure out where the seam's going to be. Austin back to Meadows, left wing. He'll try a three. Good, Mike Meadows! So Portland up two there, up one, 66-65. And then the defense locked down, nine consecutive stops. And when they needed to make plays at the offensive end, they turned to their leader, Tyler Robertson. Avdolovich has it, three to shoot. He heaves up a 30-footer, no good. Austin clearing out, allows T-Rob to get the rebound. And T-Rob backing in on Wilson Rouse. They clear out the left side. Tried to pull the chair, T-Rob into the lane, off the glass and good, and the foul. He'd convert, 69-65. Portland with the two-possession lead, and the Tigers could never get it closer. Portland making enough free throws, getting stops down the stretch, and they get the victory, 75-69. Six in a row now for Portland. Five in a row in conference full play for the first time in 13 seasons.